Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, what a night I had. I cannot stand the Apple Corporation. I am going to tell you right now, I am done. I am done. Get me a PC. Get me something.
I can't wait. Yes.
Screw the phone.
Finally, hold it. I can't wait.
Screw the phone. Everything about it. I have had it. I am working on 2.5 hours sleep because of the Apple Corporation. Go Samsung. Samsung,
you
baby.
You need to tell people, like, you need to hold up today's newspaper or something. Let them know this is not a rerun from 3 years ago or 2 years ago or 1 year ago when you have said the same speech.
Actually,
yeah, but I mean, you know, it's just outside of my my fun listener, Pat Nichols.
Nichols.
Do you know that guy?
No, I have no idea who he is.
Yeah, that's right. Five cent Pat.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I got it. Hold on, I'm going into my computer.
His mob name would be Patty Five Cents.
Mr. Nichols, we've got change for you.
That's right. Drop a dime on Pat Nichols.
Yeah, Pat Nichols. That's his name. Pat Nichols, my hero.
It's the Pat Nichols
problem, but he's a good guy. It's just, what's going on? I have to ask all the techies, what's going on in the world of computers?
Mike,
it's been a horrible week.
Well, nothing's going on in my. I'm having a great week with computers. I'm not sure what's going on with you, but
must be
nice.
Minute.
You work for this show, and the computers from our server and from our cameras and from everything.
But even tell
us like that. Now we offer a product that's absolutely flawless because we in post production we fix any issues like this. But I'm down here listening to. Yeah, and it's driving me out of my friggin' mind.
Can we print up business cards that just say the Mike O'Mara Show? Absolutely flawless.
Absolutely flawless. Well, technically, do we not offer
the best technical product
in the business?
We do.
My when I say that I'm having a great week with computers, I'm talking about hardware. Now, I saw yesterday around 9 p.m. where you started talking about your number lock situation.
Yes,
right.
And I said, oh, my God, this man has numbers he can't use on his keyboard. And I said, worst case scenario, we'll get through this.
Right.
And he'll deal with it at the Genius Bar the next day. Really, really best case scenario, he'll turn off the num lock and the numbers will come back up. Right?
Exactly.
Would you like to know what the what would you think? And you're a computer guy.
Yes.
You like computers. You're not a computer tech.
No.
But Pony is a little bit. Both you guys are kind of amateur computer experts.
Oh, I'll give you my hypotheses.
What is the number one thing you would tell somebody having any issue with a computer?
You can say hypotheses.
It's plural.
Okay, enough. We're not having the English lesson today. But what is the number one thing we would tell somebody that's having a computer issue? Any issue with any hardware whatsoever.
Reboot
what
it.
What do you do? Reboot it.
Right.
Reboot unplug it and then reboot it.
Count to 10.
I have a frozen numeric keyboard. I reboot my computer. Guess what?
What?
I have to put a user ID and password in to unlock my computer, and it's a numeric password. Welcome to my personal hell, and thanks to Pat Nichols, I was at the very least able to finally get into my system. But before that, and incidentally, the land of Facebook, really, really, listeners to this show, I can't thank people enough for people really trying hard and really trying. And I think everybody knows that the book on Macs is this. The Mac technology is this way. It's really amazing stuff, and it really rarely gives you a hard time. But when it does, it's satanic.
Yeah, it is.
It's absolutely satanic.
To be fair, again, I have no interest. I can't wait to get a Samsung because it's cheaper for the company overall.
I'll say this,
when you treat any computer, I imagine a Samsung or an Apple or
even a TRS-80
or a Dell.
When I treat any computer, where's this going?
Oh, I think you know.
If you scored a touchdown and maybe you decide to spike the ball and the ball is the computer, once in a while things will go wrong. How many times have you dropped that computer? Be honest. Because we've seen evidence.
I have dropped the computer, really dropped this computer, tops. And how many years have I had it? I've had
three
this
years.
For
three
at
years.
Least three and a half years. Probably
10 years. Some of the animals used to be babies.
Before this camera drops out, Rob, I want you to see this face.
Okay. Mike, that's the face I see when I wake up at night screaming.
I have probably dropped it 4 times over the 4 years. Probably once a year I drop. But you know, I'm
same
thinking,
day
no,
every
no,
year.
No, you know what? I'm not going to cop to that. I've dropped it twice that I can remember
there
where
are
it really fell.
Dents on the corners of your computer.
Yeah, some people drop
like
these
physical dents.
Yes, in like, 4 years,
like fender benders. You might have gotten in an accident with it. Like you ran into a brick wall by accident with it.
You didn't run into a wall.
So once again, Oscar, it's all me. It's all my fault,
Mike.
Right?
I'm just saying.
But he didn't drop it right before this problem happened. So I think
we
actually
don't know that for sure.
Well, Mike, did you?
When's the last time you dropped it?
I can't even remember, but years ago, a couple of years ago.
Okay.
You know what?
I've dropped it probably 3 times in 4 years, or maybe twice in 4 years that I can
remember. Every other year.
I've seen the way you shut the computer when you get frustrated with it. You slam it down.
Yeah, right. I crush it every time. All the keys are loose on it because I smash it around so much.
You're not a gentle giant.
Anger thing. Yes,
I've seen you in front of me. I said, well, there goes the screen. And then I have actually walked around when you've slammed your computer shut and then gone and got a drink of water in your house when you used to do work out of your house. I'd walk around and open the screen up to see if it was cracked or not.
You know,
so you're blaming me.
No. I don't know. I think, Mike, if there's anything, is the way you carry the computer around, which, and a lot of people don't know this, you tie a rope to it and fling it
and
over your shoulder.
And I drag it behind the car.
Exactly.
It's your old ball and chain.
It's like 60 feet of rope.
I just can't wait, though. You know what I'm excited about?
What?
Today, I get to see the geniuses.
Oh, Mike, you're going to be...
The genius, and they're going to be drinking because it's a bar.
That's right.
Isn't that exciting? I just can't tell you.
So smart, these people.
Wonderful.
Many of them are very hygienic and bright. And
yes.
I would like, if you would, Mike, take mental notes when you go to the GB today about all the aspects of this person that makes them so great and relate them back to us on Monday. See if there's even a trace of B.O.
Well, I'd like we'll get back to this. I haven't even begun to mention my failing health down in South Florida. So really, capital F, capital M, capital L. But I'm in paradise. So outside of all the things I've mentioned, I'm extremely happy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Turning first to a very special guest indeed, Mr. Brian Butterfield, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to have you here, Brian.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Mr. How do you pronounce it? McManus or McManus?
No, it's not a McManus. Mortimer.
McWortimer.
Mortimer.
McWortimer.
That's absolutely fine.
Is that African?
No, I don't think so. I think it's French, actually.
I have brought you both a present, actually.
Thank you.
They're my new diet bonbons.
Oh, are we going to let us try them?
Yes, if you may.
Bon bon bon.
Bon 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 bons.
Bon bon bon
bon. They're my diet bon 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 bons. They contain chocolate, gravy, tea and coffee for flavouring, mint, decaf coffee and pork belly.
Well, they're not going to be that slimming then, are they, Brian, with pork belly?
Ah, well then, let me tell you my secret dieting ingredient.
Yeah?
Elephant laxatives.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Gabby Pfeiffer Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services. With over 23.5 million downloads, we're at MikeOMaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland.
Woo!
Go Hawks!
Two things worthy of note. Happy retirement to Jan Soboroff, who today has her last day at KCJJ. Mrs. Bridges is retiring from her job.
Why is she stopping working?
Well, she's earned it, don't you think?
Well, I don't know her well enough. Do you think?
I think it's time. If she says it's time, it's time.
Well, Steve is a slave driver. Maybe it is time.
The bottom line is, though, with Mrs. Soboroff, now she will not be spending as much time with Steve Bridges because Steve is going to be at the radio station all day and Jan's going to be at home, so she's got to be upset about that, don't you, Jan? Huh? Oh, sorry about that. I guess not. Right, yeah, all right.
Well, I wonder if it affects our KCJJ listener of the day, Mike, Deanna Trumbull. I wonder if she's related to any other great people named Trumbull.
Hey, Trumbull Gore, WML. How you doing there? Not Bill Trumbull. The late Bill Trumbull.
Great man, yeah.
You know, there's this afternoon drive team Oscar in Washington, D.C. on WML, and they all seem to say WML. They have that kind of demeanor about them. Old school broadcasting at WML. Really, really great radio station in its day. A radio station that I competed against in the afternoon with Don Geronimo.
Right.
And we had the occasion to bump into Bill Trumbull and Chris Core, and I would always refer them as Bill Trumbull, Chris Core.
Yeah, if you had Chris Core, cross-eyed.
Yeah, and who's the guy that's still alive, that's still surviving? Of course, it's Dick Core, who is, really just a, that's my two cents or whatever that BS feature he does on WTOP.
All things considered?
No, it's not that. I don't think it's
something
fresh air?
That he does.
It's called the cash call, isn't it?
Yeah, that's where I say thank you, Florida. I don't listen to that anymore.
Yeah. What is radio like down there?
Oh, it's...
We've never asked you that.
You're looking at it.
You know what?
Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord.
That is the subject of another show. Our program today is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's great friend, Encore Insurance Services. If you're out there shopping insurance, you should check out Encore because they will help you by comparing the rates of highly rated companies in the insurance industry, and they will get the best rate for you. They're doing all the work. And they also give it to you for free. They're not going to have a salesperson call on you. Mm-hmm. What they do is they ask you to call this number, 866-347-5748. We're doing a real push for Encore. We want you to help them out. They will simply get you a free life insurance quote. It is free. F-R-E-E. No salesman will call on you. There is no obligation whatsoever. If you want to use your computer, go to smartterm.com. That's two words, smartterm.com, no space between them, and they'll help you out. You'll also find there the license disclaimer and quality customer service. Encore and Services, Encore Insurance Services, LAC, LLC. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com. I don't do that very often, do I?
No.
I truly don't. I am on beyond fumes today with the computer issues that we had last night. And I really want to say that there are some great people out there that were incredibly helpful, just did a great job. Pat Nichols wins the award, a guy that actually spent some time on the phone with me, got me back into my computer.
Nice.
Wow. And really, Pat Nichols, I salute you. I told you I would make you my listener of the day. And incidentally, would you not say that it is the ultimate act of desperation when you appeal to the great unwashed on Facebook when you're having some sort of technical problem?
I would like to think that with the great assistance received from Pat Nichols, that it'll be at least 2 or 3 days before he steals your identity with the information you obviously shared with him.
He probably has a peephole into your webcam now, because I'm sure you just gave him all your passwords and said, hey, man, this is what I use.
You guys, no passwords were given. The only thing the guy's got is my phone number, and I'm fine with that. And he could not be... Who said that? Did Pony say that?
Of course, Pony. Pony hates... You know what? Pony loves passwords. That's the worst thing about him.
I would still be sitting there if it was Pony. Well, you want to do this? I mean, he does the work, but it takes
him 10 hours to do it. Do you only have one computer in your household?
Yeah, I only have one computer.
What does Carla use?
Yeah.
Carla uses her phone.
What about the iPad?
She doesn't use her iPad. Are you ready? Okay. I'm simply answering the questions that are asked, boys.
Sure.
Honest answer to an honest question.
It's what we do.
Her iPad is currently in storage.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So you can't even use the iPad for show prep because it's in storage.
Well, no, I have an iPad, so I can use it.
Then what was the big emergency?
Well, no, the big emergency was I just want this to work.
Oh,
this is
you
my
pulled my
work
mom
computer.
On the entire listening. My mom calls me, ay, Dios mío, I can't do this because something's wrong with the fridge. And I'm like, there's another fridge in the garage you
right.
could use.
That's very
well,
cool.
This was never an issue about show
when
prep.
I saw that. No,
this was an issue about being able to actually get into the computer that's got my entire life in it.
Yes.
That's what this was
Do you
was
back
about.
Up your computer?
I do back up my computer, but I could not get in with this problem I had, as we mentioned before,
Where do you back
as
it
you
up?
Try to diminish it further and further, as you were on the way to sell your goddamn beer tonight, I will tell you that
oh,
I tried.
Comes.
There it is.
Here
I
it comes.
Yeah,
Let
have
it
fun
all
with
out.
That.
Let it all
what
out.
What he's really excited about, his
oh, I
beer.
Am pumped.
His
yeah.
beer.
Mad Fox Brewing, yeah. Falls Church.
His
See
beer,
tonight.
Mad Fox. What is it
I
again?
Think it's Red
Mad
Fox,
Fox
Mike. It's Red Fox.
I'll tell you one thing, Oscar. I will tell you this. It's
yes.
not going to be it's not going to be promoted on the Mike O'Meara
really?
Show. Where,
yeah.
where are you going to be tonight?
It's Mad Fox Brewing. Party starts at 6. Get there early.
6 o'clock. Yes. The Bode fans and fans of the Mike O'Meara Show, go out and see him sell his beer.
That's right.
Be out there. I'm probably going to get hundreds of people, a bunch of helmets in there, sausage fest, all everybody drinking beer and smell. It's going to smell like little boy. It's going to be a bunch of people swilling. Where is it again?
It's at Mad Fox Brooks, 6 p.m. and Falls Church.
It's in Falls Church?
Yes, Virginia.
It's what? Is it the Mad Fox Brewing Company?
Yes, it is.
Well, how about, you know, what, are you just going to just mention that? Like, people are going to get it by osmosis? They don't have a street address?
Oh, you know what? I can look that up for you, Mike. Thank you very much. Appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay, that was a test. Okay, he's still with us.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Let me look that up.
That's funny.
Right
so,
here.
No, my whole life is in this, and I just.
Mike, you mentioned that you back your computer up. Where do you back it up?
I have a program that I back it up on.
In the computer?
You the cloud? Are you want me to say cloud? Is that what you're trying
well,
to
Well, no,
get
I'm just wondering. Do you back
the
it up
cloud.
In the computer?
Well, no, I back it up on the cloud.
Oh, okay, very good.
Okay,
okay.
That
makes sense.
Yeah. 444 yeah. West Broad Street in Fairfax, Virginia.
Oh, that's Route 7.
Yeah, there you go. No problems. And the number 703-942-6840.
You're going to have a great time tonight. You're going to have a fantastic time tonight. I am incredibly jealous. I wish I was able to do that, but I'm not going to be able to do that. So the answer to your question, Oscar, is I was diving into this because it's got – not just show prep. I can use anything as a word processor. I can use my phone and print out
That's
stuff.
That's what
on,
I was scared
there.
About.
Is
I
the
said, well,
is
going
the
on?
Mike is the Selectric still in storage?
My Coleco printer is down here in the corner.
Right.
And it just was maddening, and I will tell you and you Mr. Santana once
you.
Again will be very curious
Chance.
To what I was doing. I was designing at Vistaprint.com.
Oh, my God.
I was at the PayPal part of Vistaprint.com.
Oh.
Right.
Getting ready to pay for my new business card
nice.
that has the show logo, and it's something like, I don't, see, it's so far away now, I don't remember, but it was something about, you'll get it. And then my name on there
oh,
with MikeOMaraShow.com.
Cool.
As simple could be. And then on the back of it, with the ghost logo of the show,
yes.
MikeOMaraShow.com. A perfect card
Beautiful.
To hand to everybody, which I've been looking for. And I finally realized this is exactly what I wanted,
yeah.
a card.
Well,
I don't
yeah.
need any phone numbers. I just want people to listen, so I want to hand those
Mike,
out.
Mike,
I'm meeting tons of people down
I
here.
Love that you're updating your business cards, but
right.
I ordered you 1,000 of them. Before we went to Las Vegas, what happened to those?
In storage.
I have them, and they. I could actually bring the box to you right
okay.
now and show you 500 of these that I have.
Oh, perfect.
Oscar,
you just don't like them? You
can
be honest.
I love the look of them,
yes.
and I love the layout of them. What I didn't like was I've been trying, and I was sitting there with Carla last night. It was about an hour and a half of the night where I'm sitting
yeah.
there. I'm sitting there talking to her, and I'm saying, you know what I need? I want to hand out something that is just ridiculously simple, so that I said, oh, here's my show. Give us a listen sometime.
Yeah.
Have a little thing about you get it if you listen, and
right.
I have MikeOMaraShow.com with our show logo up
oh,
there without
sweet.
without our goofy pictures, and just hand it out.
Weird, because our business cards that I gave to you don't have our pictures on there.
Yeah, I know, but the fact is they've got telephone numbers on there, and the card that I had designed was absolutely perfect.
This is story's becoming
It
little...
might have website on it.
Yeah, it has a
what
website.
What do you mean this story? What did you what the hell were you doing last night? This is like Wednesday Oscar.
I wasn't doing
Oscar.
Anything. Let me look at
this like,
card again.
This is like
here.
Wednesday
I might have missed something. Hey, this is what it says. It's nice and clean. It says, more broadcasting, Mike O'Meara
yeah,
Radio.
Yeah, more broadcasting. There we go,
yes.
right there. Okay, right
yes.
there, more broadcasting.
Yes.
No, I don't want more broadcasting on my business card. What I want on my business card is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sure, it makes sense.
The bigger picture says Mike O'Mara Show. That's a logo right there. Then it would say the name of the talent and the national talk show host.
That's the part that, that's the funny part. Rob Spiewak, national talk show host?
Well,
who's buying that?
How about international talk show host?
Hey, Mike, that's why it's so funny, because it's wrong. Yes.
Just get, that's just, right. Just get a silver Sharpie and put intern.
Right. Silver Sharpie.
Exactly. And then, Mr. Scholarship winner.
I love that
his
comic
book. Email and the website.
Right.
There is no phone number here.
And on the back?
And on the back it says, more broadcasting, Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment, and then the MikeOMaraShow.com website.
And yeah, because, okay, Mike, so it's glossy, you can do this.
All right there.
Put it right on
that.
Your forehead and it stays.
Yeah, the bottom line is, when I'm seeing people when I'm out and about, I will talk to people and they'll say, what do you do? And I say, I do a radio show, but it's really more on the internet than it's on the radio. What's that all about? And so I'm always answering the questions as to how people can listen to the show. So I just wanted to hand them a card with our show logo and the website.
Oh,
and
I love it. Name, I think that idea is great. And the font may be too small for Florida here. Let's be honest.
Because I was going to ask, when the people ask the question, do they say, what do you do for a living? Or do they say, what do you do for a living?
Can I add this? That
what?
The,
what?
Well, the way that you would pitch, I think, the elderly is the best.
You know what's sick about me? You know what's really sick? Well, yeah, you know what's really sick about me and my psychology? I'm feeling better now. talking to you total a-holes, this what I'm enduring right now, what I'm going through right now is making, what does that say about how broken an individual I am, that I'm actually enjoying what you two are doing to me right now?
We are working with you.
Yeah, and Mike, really, the fact remains, you are a sicko.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is not much different.
Sicko. That's like Jackie Stallone. You know, all those sickos out there.
There are some people that get off on being beaten with leather straps. This is your SM, you know, your S&M stuff.
The cockamamie sickos.
It's for the
bonus
birds.
Show.
Yeah.
On the bonus show this week, the entire subject of the bonus show is going to be social networking. We're going to dive in to all of the, because getting back to my computer issue, I was thanking so many kind people like Brett Whitmarsh, our TV friend up in Portland,
love
Maine.
Whitmarsh.
He's awesome.
Just a great human being.
.com.
And you get these people that are sending messages. They haven't solved the problem, but they genuinely care about it. And they're what are you laughing at now, Rob?
The
hell are you laughing at now? I'm trying to be kind.
The only reason you could talk to Brett Whitmarsh is because the name of his TV show was 207. You could actually type that. You see?
So getting back to
just
it.
Digits, right?
Hey, can I just add this?
Go ahead. Who's stopping you?
Well, I love where your head's at, because you want people to wrap their minds around what the show is all about.
Right.
So, for example, here in the D.C. area.
I was so happy. Yeah. Oscar, just let me interrupt for a second. I was so happy. It's 9:15, and I'm sitting there with my laptop, and I'm going, this looks really great. VistaPrint, you know, I know they're a client and all that, but the fact is I love using them because they buy advertising on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well.
And they do it easy, and it was really great using the product. That's helpful, too. And then all hell broke loose with, now, the only thing I did, and I'll throw this out to you because I didn't get a chance to tell everybody this. The only, you know, Oscar said you drop it 20 different times. Did you drop it? There's only one thing that I can go back and think about that may have caused a problem. You guys can enlighten me.
Okay.
What I did yesterday afternoon in the mail, my new Florida health plan that I got through healthcare.gov.
Yes.
And it is fantastic.
Right.
Thank you, Barack Obama, for that. There you go. That's just pissing people off. I got instead of getting a parade of paper telling me about my policy.
The parade of paper.
I got a USB drive. They sent that out. I thought it was very state of the art.
That's nice.
And I plugged that into my Mac, and lo and behold, it uploaded a bunch of different stuff onto my computer. And then I took it out, and when I took it out, it said you didn't eject it properly.
So I just kind of pulled it out. That should have been the problem.
That's the only anomaly. So at 9:15 last night, I'm going to type in some numbers as far as what I'm
that would be
my code for PayPal.
That would be a big racket if the nefarious out there would decide to send people that are on quote unquote Obamacare
right.
a USB drive and say, all you have to do is plug this into your computer. And instead of the programs that you really need, you're getting malware.
Well, but you see, that scheme would never work in Florida because, you know, Obamacare is really only being embraced by the elderly. So if they got a USB drive in the mail, all they're going to use it for is to make sure a table sits level.
Yeah, so you have to make sure that it's an actual USB drive that came from the federal government. That's going to be tough for you. I would say you do that regardless, simply for your own safety and your with your bank account and your PayPal account. Outside of that, let's go back to your business cards.
But just let me just say one thing.
Yes.
Thank you, Rob. Anyway.
What I was saying is I think what you did was perfectly
safe. I know what you were saying, pal. I know what you were saying. You were saying I'm old.
No.
And you say I'm old every day
because
I'm
older than
you. My
mom would do the same thing. She gets a rosary in the mail, and then they dupe her, and they said, hey, if you don't send $5, this rosary won't be – you can't pray on it.
Yeah, you know? And you know what?
So she'll send the 5 pesos, and then she's out 5 pesos.
It's the old gimmick when you get a survey in the mail, and they've glued a nickel to it.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, you got to use it, otherwise you can't spend that sticky
nickel. I would not plug anything into your computer that you get in the mail unless you know the source, just for future reference.
Well, I did know the source because it's got the it's got the logo of the insurance on there.
Okay.
It was a reputable piece of mail.
Just want to confirm
that said do this,
sidebar. This is Intech 411. Back to your business cards. What about this?
So the business card, I'm getting ready to pay, and I need to put a code in to pay, and I put my code in, and suddenly I realized, it's not taking it. Why isn't it? Then I noticed, it's taking the letters, but it's not taking the numbers, and that's when I found out that 1 through 9 on my keyboard, frozen.
Oh, no.
And after
even if you
trying,
hit shift and ampersand
God,
or something.
Rob, that is so 2 a.m. We're going to take a break. We will take a break. I will wrap this up because if it's as tedious to you as it was to me last night, I'm going to be done talking about this, and then we'll get to our failing help, which is a lot more fun. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, whatever. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll tell you need numbers when you're counting cards, and I will tell you about a wonderful, wonderful way to learn blackjack card counting. It's Card Counter 4.0. Maybe you saw that movie where all the people go out to the casinos. They win all that money. I think Kevin Spacey was in that movie. I was bringing down the house. The fact is, card counting has been used for years and years, and now Card Counter is something you can get. It's another fun game from TM Soft. It's based on real blackjack card counting techniques, and at no extra cost, you will receive the amazing voiceover work of the one, the only, the man who's not only doing a podcast, doing 20 podcasts, but also hawking beer. I'm talking about Oscar Santana when he asked that magical question.
What's the count? Welcome to Card Counter.
And tonight I'll be asking, are you thirsty?
Where's your glass?
Way to work two promos into one. Anyway, it'll teach you the same counting system used by MIT students that made them millions at the casino tables. It's available right now.
Wow, now?
Right now. For free on all iOS and Android devices. We do keep it fresh.
Don't we?
Yes. Just download Card Counter free by TM Soft and quickly learn everything you need to know. Whether you're on a plane to Vegas, AC, wherever you're going, you can do it in the comfort of your own home. Card Counter makes it easy. And if you love TMOS, please leave a 5-star review. Please do that for us. Thank you in advance. That's Card Counter free. Another big for TM Soft, everybody.
And don't forget our gimmick from yesterday.
Yeah,
the phrase that pays. Pizza. Pizza. We use the word pizza when you review the game, please.
Mike.
So, yes.
Speaking of taglines for your business card. Now, you're making it, and I know you've had a problem with your numlock, but I just came up with something brilliant. I think you're going to love it.
So proud of it. I was so
proud. For Florida. You said you had "You'll get it" as your tagline, right?
Right.
What about this? It's like Medicare for your funny bone.
Ah, how about that? I like that.
All right, Shecky. All right, you're far too wound up here. I've been dealing with all this crap down here.
How about this? Because your sense of humor doesn't need handicapped parking.
Well, he likes it.
You like that?
And you can actually.
Oh, it's going to build on it. It's going to get better.
Instead of that handicap sign, you can actually have your card look like the handicap sign. So it looks like you're giving them free parking, but yes. You're giving them a free lap.
You exactly. know, it might surprise you two dicks yes. if you knew that the last three people I was going to hand a card to were probably under the age of 35.
Really?
Oh. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
It's your, okay. It's your manservant. It's your boat boys.
No. Now, Oscar, be kind. These boys. Were young, fit people. How old were the people they were pushing?
Oh, that must be a cottage industry out there.
Oh, it is. It is. The caregivers. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me get back to what I was talking about. Let me get back.
You have
to
a
the
little
fact.
Gene Simmons to your voice.
The number keypad mysteriously fell down to the, my pants were on the keyboard. That's what happened. So here it is. Jesus. I try different solutions. I'm not going to go to Apple Care.
No.
I'm not going to wait in line. I'm not going to be on the phone with somebody. Well, little did I know that it would take more time than that. Finally, out of desperation, I'm trying everything. I'm trying Control, Alt, Command, yes. all the different keys. I'm trying. Nothing seems to be working. So in a true act of desperation, I open it up to the Facebook masses. And I get exactly what I thought I would get. It's like a real intense 30 quick messages.
Sure.
And about 20 of them are shtick.
Yeah.
Which are just so useless. And then everybody loses interest. Everybody just kind of goes away. And then I put another post up. I said, it's still locked, everybody. Please no shtick. And then I start to get people that are pretty thoughtful and computer people and actually trying to help me. And this goes on and on. And probably the longest process that was involved in this is when we stopped trying to figure it out on the computer itself and went in, and I was able to get into the computer and upload the operating system again because I had
to do that.
That's good stuff.
Well, it's actually a little advanced for him because when you have to upload the operating system, you're starting from scratch.
Exactly. It's right? A good thing he's backed up to the cloud.
And he's, yes, and you know what also is great about this?
What's that? Do you think the computer became unplugged at any time?
I was on Omericast yesterday, and unfortunately, an hour of my life was drained for me.
Oh, he got a full hour out
yeah.
of you?
Yes. But
have you ever really kept someone much longer than they wanted to stay?
He said, what are the odds that Mike's going to kick out his microphone one more time? He's been doing pretty good. I said, I got to tell you, Marcus, you're being pretty snarky about this.
Yeah, he loves that.
But let me give you a heads up that Mike has fixed that
problem. F*** off, Marcus. You, Marcus Serna.
Oh,
Mike has fixed that problem, and you won't see that happen. I actually spoke with Mike, and Mike said he got down there and rewired it. Yep. He actually
I told you
screws.
I hadn't rewired it.
I was lying for you. I was
it's
lying
part of the
for
charm.
You. And the yeah. day
it's
after I lie for you, you
it's
kick
part of
out
the charm.
Your microphone.
You know what?
It's part of the charm.
I would be remiss if I didn't say this.
I'm having I'm glad I'm laughing. I'm having such a bad
Mike,
day.
Mike, and let me give you some praise here.
I'm really
you don't
want
to kick a man
right
when he's down. I really enjoy when that happens because what happens is you hear on this end just sort of like a puh, and then you keep talking, and then you realize it's gone, and you cock your head like the RCA dog. And there's a sweetness and a purity and a light, and it makes me wish nothing bad would ever happen to you.
And it's great because we don't have to call Carla to get the paddles because we know it's simply a technical issue.
Exactly.
Not your heart.
That's right. Have you had a day, sweetums?
I have something that'll make you feel
oh,
better.
Oh, God.
Can I just add this? Just tip in quickly. This
will help.
So after the hour that was drained for me with Omericast, he goes through you kicking your mic out. And I said, look, that problem's been fixed, blah, blah, blah. Because he's, you know.
How many times has he kicked me? Radiophile.
I said, that line in Vegas is gone. Like, he does. It's been fixed. The problem's. And it clearly happened.
At any point did Steve Mermelstein say, I bet it happens again?
Steve couldn't make it.
What?
Steve couldn't make it somehow.
Oh, so the show is only half a show.
Which is just fine. Then he asks, he says, hey, when are you guys going to start promoting the other network shows? And I said, you know what? It's funny. It's funny that you ask because I called.
Did Marcus say that?
He asked.
So Marcus gets on with you. Let me stop you right here.
Oh,
so
Marcus, boy.
Marcus gets on with Oscar Santana,
right.
And it's fair game time. It's let's take shots at, because like all true radiophiles,
yes.
It's not really a love of the show.
Mm.
It's a love of something I can't even quantify because it's not normal. That's what it's all about.
Deep
what
down,
is
Mike,
it?
It's a love of Marcus. It's not...
Absolutely.
He likes the show, but he likes that Marcus likes the show. So he answers to Marcus.
Man. Oscar, that is so effing brilliant. That is exactly what it is.
You guys are right because the show turned because of that conversation. Started. He said, hey, when are you guys going to start cross-promoting the shows? And I said, it's funny you asked that because 2 weeks ago I called... It's Mickey, and I called Rob and Joe, and I said, hey, I need 4 to 5 30-second promos because we're going to start pre-rolling them before the show. And I said, and awkwardly enough, as I sit here and talk to you, I didn't call you. and I will tell you.
Oh, that is great.
And I will tell you. And I started laughing because I said, there's no way to get out of this. I just didn't think of Marcus because I didn't think of him as a satellite show. I didn't think of him as a network show.
I have never, there's never been anybody that has supported what we do.
Yeah. Right.
So much that I have such animosity for. It just doesn't make sense to me.
His feelings were so hurt that you can hear the tone in his voice change.
Well, to be honest, you made those phone calls while he was having his gallbladder surgery. He didn't pick up. And you didn't think it was right to leave a message.
No, I didn't even think to call him.
Don't say that. But
I told him, I said, Marcus, I completely forgot about you. I am so sorry.
But Rob's psychoanalysis is... wonderful on this because Rob.
Oh, I've seen
this
it in many,
area,
many radio files.
This is Rob understands the radio file more than anybody else.
Absolutely.
And the radio file, and we won't mention specific names outside of Marcus Serta. Mm-hmm. Rob, the radio file. Rob and I have had many conversations like this.
Yeah.
And listen, there are tons of radio files that support what we do and support radio shows all over the country, and most of the time, all of them. That's what they do.
Yeah.
But the fact is, when you have a conversation with a radio file, and these people are anybody from guys that run websites all the way to guys to set up fan pages.
CEOs.
When you have conversations with them, they don't hear you. There is no, and Marcus barely holds it together with that, but really doesn't also. Can you explain it better than I can?
I can.
It's like,
I have a good analogy. It's
okay,
like a pet chimpanzee. It's awesome.
Have you ever had a monkey?
It's awesome because you can show your friends. You're like, look at this. This is great. But at any point, they could rip your face off.
That's part of it. And that happened with Oscar when halfway through the interview, Marcus Serta all of a sudden is Kitty Kelly. But
right.
The psychoanalysis part of it is this. If you have a conversation or even something is structured as an interview, they've got their agenda. Now, make no mistake. It's based in the fact that they love what we do. But their agenda is to make us answer what they want to hear to a point where he'll ask the question and not listen to the answer because his main focus is the next question.
Right.
And it's not a conversation.
I still like
and
the
it
show.
Can happen in a
I love
the
show.
It can happen in a formal interview, but it also happens in regular conversations.
Absolutely.
Because the agenda is completely... everything. It's a form. Is it a form of narcissism? Or
I think it is.
It's where, because the thing is, the worst venom we have ever had spewed at us has been from radiophiles feeling that they have been wrong.
And ex-girlfriends.
And
that's right. Oh, and of course,
and if it's both,
the CBS Corporation.
Yeah, but would you agree?
Yeah,
the worst hatred you will ever get is when a radiophile turns on you.
Yeah,
and then all of that energy, because it's not good enough.
They want more.
To just be a listener, they have to engulf you.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have they
do you
they,
remember,
it's never enough.
Do you remember when Tab Patterson turned on us?
Yeah.
That you didn't expect.
I don't remember
it.
Tab ever turning on
he's
us.
He's making
well,
stuff up.
Cuz he never has cuz he's the nicest guy in the world. But he's a radiophile.
Would you, Rob, I wouldn't call Tab a radiophile.
No, Tab's an audiophile. Tab likes the fact that he likes to laugh, he likes the show, he likes the way the show sounds, but I don't think he is as into the show as many other people.
Okay, what about when
he's a Rob
what about file. When Cappy Pfeiffer turned on us?
Yeah, that was hard.
Cappy Pfeiffer is not a radiophile. Cappy Pfeiffer is someone. She's not because she's just somebody that.
What about the time she mailed me a box
on
of bees?
Our show.
Well, what about the Moody's? Remember when the Moody's turned on us?
Oh, when Barb and Chuck Moody, and then they turned on each other.
And then she attacked me with that food that one time.
You bastard. You're picking all the people I love, and I'm getting angry at you. You.
She actually physically attacked me with food.
Yes, she did. Okay. The problem is and worst of all, Mike, they were carbs, and he just couldn't take it.
Carbs. What does she want to do to me?
But you know, the problem is that, you know, it is bad when a radiophile turns. But even when it's a radiophile that hasn't turned and you're still locked into some sort of unpleasant discourse with them, it's hard, and we've all been there, right? It's hard to really not have an ounce of patience with them because it is based in narcissism, but even deeper than that, it's based in the fact that they love what we do. And with that, you have to be a little patient. But there is a weird line of demarcation that is, thank you, you do a great show, or thank you, you do a great show for me. You know? Yeah. And that's sort of the
difference. Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Oh, when he turned on us?
Remember when he turned on us?
Mm-hmm. Remember he burned my shed down.
Stephen Douglas McIntyre is one of the most generous,
love him,
incredible listeners that we have. And my God, but I use him as an example because he is a classic radiophile. Yeah. At the same time, I mean, he's been so kind. We have
Bob Cole. Remember him?
Yes, from Alaska.
That was classic.
Right. Yeah.
Oscar?
I'm just going through the TMO
Oscar?
Fan club. And giving
Oscar?
Names.
Such a jerk.
Oscar, we're going to stop now. We're going to stop now. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
Would you like to pause and regroup, Mike?
Yes, okay. I would like to pause and come back. I will finish up this, and then Rob and I will be comparing medical notes when we come back. And oh, by the way, I got the needle today, guys. So
Attaboy.
We'll come back and talk about that as well.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hide all the radio files. Oscar hates you. We'll be right back.
Steal a car. Hop a freight. Grab a star. Come back to me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, babe.
Brought to you by Sleep Number Bed Baby.
Oh, babe.
How do I love the Sleep Number? Let me count the ways. I fall asleep faster. I sleep better. Alta V sleeps better. And I'm doing a Sammy Davis Jr. impression as I tell you about Sleep Number Beds. Hey, everybody. You know how much I love my Sleep Number bed. It allows me the best sleep possible. Even when I'm up till 3 o'clock in the morning working on a computer, I can still crawl into my rack and go right to sleep. And that is the truth because I have a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is a 75. Carlos is an 85 right now. The Sleep Number bed uses air to support and cushion your entire body. It contours to your neck, shoulders, back, and hips for more proper spinal alignment. And let me tell you something. When you go to the doctor and you say, and the doctor says to you, your genetics are such that your back looks like this and will only get worse, you want to have a bed that helps your spine like the Sleep Number bed. It really does. It's helped me enormously. You cannot afford another restless night's sleep, can you? With Sleep Number beds, you can afford their latest innovations comfortably priced. Hurry into a Sleep Number store to find all the beds on sale for the Memorial Day event. Yes, all beds starting at just $649.99 for a C2 queen mattress. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you. You can call this number. They'll tell you exactly where they are. 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And be a kind person like so many of you have been and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. That would really help our show.
Love it.
We
love
thank
it,
you
love
in
it.
Advance for that. So getting back, one final word on these radio files. The fact is that we have so many of them that listen to the show, and they listen to all radio shows, and radio would be dead. What we do would be dead without them, but I still reserve the right to let them drive me crazy.
They do it because they love you, Mike. It's a bad problem to have, you know?
It is. So the radio files, I'm sure, were part of this Facebook thread last night where I was trying to get the computer situation solved. And, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, when I was looking, I was reviewing the threads that I had last night. Just so many wonderful, terrific people that tried to help out. And, you know, it got down to, you know, the fact that I'm going to roll over and see if I can get this thing fixed at the Genius Bar. And we'll see what happens with it. It's one of those quirky problems where all the fixes we tried, even putting a new operating system in there, do not seem to work. And we've had issues like that with the Mac before.
Sure.
So I will keep you posted, everybody.
And remember, we want a detailed description of your genius.
Might be different in Florida.
Maybe.
A very, very odd day for me medically today. Not only has Rob Spiewak received his mask for his breathing machine.
I had my debut night last night, Mike.
But I went into the doctor today and got the needle. And I'm talking about the needle.
Ooh.
The big one.
Like a knitting needle.
He says, have you ever had, I don't know the technology, but it's something where the, I think it's a sonogram. It's a sonogram cortisone shot because they're going into the hip. And you want to know why they have to see where they're going?
Because they have to find their way once they're in.
And they've got just this tiny little thing that's in the way that you really don't want to hit with the needle. Would you like to know what that is?
What's that, Mike?
It's the femoral artery, Rob.
Oh, my God.
If you were to hit that, you'd bleed out and die.
Yeah, it'd be a little tough situation. You don't want to nick that going in.
No, you sure don't.
This guy was, you know what? This is when, Oscar, I know you have medical people in your family. You see a doctor like this, and let me tell you, first of all, he's a good Irishman, and I won't mention his
white
name
guy.
Because I honor that.
White guy.
Are there any bad ones? Really?
This guy, I will tell you, he just, the smarts are oozing out of him. Yeah, the fact that he deals with people like me all day, God love him for his patience, because you know, he's the smartest guy in the room, probably wherever he goes, and he's just dumbing it down.
We don't want to hit your femoral artery.
That's exactly. You have that Irish accent.
Well, we're going to give you a needle, going to stick it right into the joint, and your pain in a couple of days will magically disappear, just like magical little numbers and hearts and pink clovers.
Hey,
the pain will be as elusive as old King Brian himself.
Did you have to sit on a pot of gold?
No, you're joining in today. So it was great. He just knew his stuff. And then I sit up on the table.
Yeah.
And he says, ho, don't get up just yet. You're a big guy. And I didn't understand why he was saying that. And he said, apparently,
hey, big guy.
When you go into this area, it's all about blood flow and the blood coming from your brain to that area of your body. And when you get something like this done, the body has a little reaction that is kind of a fear-based flea reaction or whatever.
Right.
And it causes you to get lightheaded. But I said, no, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine, Doc. There's no problem at all. Are you okay? Yeah, there's no problem at all. And then I'm just like, wait. It's not working. I'm very sad.
Don't be sad. You've had yourself a day. Is the number lock on your effects,
machine.
Mike?
We probably have to get a new Samsung effects machine.
Okay. He's down there running XP.
So he said I was going to get lightheaded, and sure enough, I did, to the point where I was really kind of freaked out, and I had to wait there for a little while, and then I was still lightheaded.
Dizzy lightheaded?
Dizzy, lightheaded.
Oh, wow.
And it was a weird experience, but absolutely, you know, outside of a little bit of a finger prick pain, not painful at all. You know, you picture this needle going into one of your joints.
Do they give you any sort of local? So he really is going and probing, and you're saying it's like a finger prick?
It was completely painless. And I said,
wow.
I said, you're done? And he said, I think he looked at me and said, hey, it's what I do.
I'm gonna go play golf now.
We were joking about the fact, I told him what I did, and we were joking about the fact that I come in and tell you guys that, you know, suddenly I was seeing stars and the agony, you know, and I you know, and he put the needle in me and suddenly oh my God. But no, it wasn't like that at
Good.
All. It was actually,
how do you feel now?
It was like, it's a two to three days for this thing to kick in. Mm. But you know, I cannot rave about the kind of guys I've been dealing with down here enough. Look, I know there's so much misinformation about medical care around the United States, and I know that Florida kind of gets a bad rap on stuff.
Sure.
These guys are fantastic, absolutely fantastic, and I'm really excited, and I'm really happy about it, and I'm happy that I can walk in and go, here's the card, and finally, you know, I was looking at my wife today, and I said, after about a week and a half, 2 weeks, I've gotten done everything I've always wanted to get done, and I'm done. And you know what that's called? That's called preventative care.
Yes.
That's called getting in there and having a 10-minute visit where you get like a little diagnosis of what you have to do. You pursue a little physical therapy, which I'm going to do to help my balky back and my joints and all that, because I genetically have bone structure and joints that are going to cause me problems in the future. And so what has this doctor done for me? This doctor has said, we're going to give you this for your acute pain right now. Then we want you to get into this physical therapy. He's going to teach you the strategies that you're going to use for the next 40 years. That's a direct quote.
That's awesome.
So what is this? What has happened right here? I'm a living, 40 walking,
years?
Talking. Well, you know, he talks to, if he was 40. I'd
well,
be
let's hope.
Yeah. All right, let me finish. So he tells me that go ahead and do this, and this is the classic example of preventative medicine.
Yeah.
He's doing something that I will not be sitting there, you know, 10 years down the road, walking in there needing some kind of surgery, because hopefully I'm getting the right kind of treatment do it, which
Very
is non-invasive.
True.
And that's the way the system works. Stuff I would have been afraid to do before. So I give big salute to the system. And as my body continues to fail, it started failing with my breathing machine a while back. And Rob, I know your body is beginning to fail as well, and so you brought your breathing mask in, and we have our breathing masks, Oscar.
We do. I got
I didn't
a call
know this
on
was
the
happening today.
They messed up my insurance when I actually got my breathing machine.
Oh no!
So I've been waiting about 3 weeks. So I finally got a call from a provider that could help me yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I'm sure you hear this from everyone, but I've been waiting on this for about 3 weeks. Anything you can do to expedite the process would be really appreciated.
Yes.
I really would appreciate it. She said, fine. That's when I was leaving the parking lot here. I got a call when I got to Ashburn. They said, we have a 2:00 available. So I flew it into a U-turn and headed on over to Chantilly, which is the beautiful intersection, Mike, of Routes 28 and 50.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail.
Hanging down.
Now, are you talking about a reservation at a restaurant?
No. I'm talking about the lady that set me up with my breathing machine. So I got everything that I needed yesterday.
So you had to go into a store, or was it a doctor's office?
It was the back of a sketchy-looking warehouse where I went. It was lit by one bare bulb. Do you remember?
Did you get the one that was in the back of a truck? I'm going to announce that. You don't keep talking, because I'm going to do exactly to you what you've been doing to me for an hour and a half, okay?
Okay?
So take some breaths, pal. All right? Get used to it. Get ready, okay? It's a two-way street, my friend.
I understand, Mike.
All right.
Do you remember where the Joker got his surgery in the Michael Keaton Batman?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That's where I got my breathing machine.
As a matter of fact, when Rob rings the doorbell at the place where he gets his mask, they go, new and improved Joker product.
Welcome.
But they did. They saw me right away, and they sent me home with my machine, and I got my mask, I did not get nasal pillows. They asked if I wanted nasal pillows.
What are nasal pillows?
Those are the ones that actually are just like two sticks that go up your nose. And I tried them, and they felt too invasive.
What are they for?
I've never heard
that's
of these.
That, well, you know, the machine is the machine, but there are 100 masks you can choose from. And they
I've
have,
never heard of the nasal pillows.
Oh, the nasal pillows, yeah. Mm. But what I went with was a nose-covering mask. Now, I believe you have a full-face Bane mask, right?
I'll show you what I have. Are you going to put yours on?
You're ready to go?
Let's take our head.
All right, ladies, brace yourselves.
Oscar, you'll have
it's
to do
sexy
the,
time. All right, the gentlemen are now putting on their masks. Mike's about to take flight here. Mike looks like he's about to get on runway 51. You're all clear. Oh, my God.
Huh?
Oh, looks like somebody spent a little more money than the other guy.
How you doing? I am not an animal.
Just if you're keeping track at home. And
Rob,
by the way, today's a day for Ustream. Mike, you clearly have better health care, because they gave Rob Rob a kid's version.
I chose
Rob looks like
you're wrong. You couldn't be less correct.
Oh Rob.
Yes.
Oh, I turned the wrong button. I hope that didn't change the way I sound
now. No, I'm fine.
Rob, you look like something out of How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Well, thank you. And yet, I wish I could be as beautiful as you look right now, because your mask is up on your forehead like you're the cool guy who can't breathe.
No, Mike, I could be wrong here, but Mike's looks more sophisticated than yours.
Mine is much more advanced. It's the brand new Wisp, and because I am not a traditional mouth breather,
Mike's
I don't
is
need
Top
my mouth.
Gun. Mike's is Top Gun. Rob's is Chuck E. Cheese.
That's right. Yeah, mine does have sort of a clown nose.
No,
thing.
I would say yours is Airplane and Mike's is Top Gun.
Rob, you have to do a cartoon voice with that mask. You have to do a cartoon voice.
Buffer and Freck and Cash. But they're
oh my
different.
God, it's like a trunk. You've got a little trunk hanging off of it.
They're different animals. Yours is a mouth-covered piece, but because
Please, Eddie.
please.
I say, son, your mask is, I say, it's bigger, that is.
Oh, my God, look at that mask. That's insane. So how did you sleep with it last night?
It was, and you probably can answer to this, it's weird. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Takes some getting used to.
It really does. But when I slept, it was fine. Again, the weird thing is because my mouth is not covered, it's just my nose.
Yes, it's probably more comfortable, to be fair to you, Rob.
Mike, it's the Wisp. It's a very popular model from Philips.
Now, see, I don't think I would be able. My deviated septum is so messed up. I got to have something over my mouth.
Gotcha. And they tried me with both. He said, you want to avoid the full face mask if you can. And so they tried me on this, and it was fine. I'm going to take it off.
Because you've never had a broken nose, dandy.
No, because...
You Nancy boy. You've never had a broken nose.
I did break a nail once.
So your nasal passages are probably fine.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
And, so the air is forced in through. Did you have any? Do you have the humidifier thing where you have to put water in it?
As a matter of fact, and it's a heated humidifier, and I'm
allowed. Yeah, I do too. I have the same.
And
thing.
You can choose the temperature of the humidity that goes in your nose.
Rob put it to 130.
So I set it to boiling, Mike, and I woke up and my nose was tender, and it fell off the bone.
But, did you sleep well with it?
When I slept great. But it's when you turn over, you run into it.
You're not used to.
You're not used to being there.
Takes two or 3 days to get used
to it. Hold on, I'm going
to
take this off.
What does your wife think about it?
She loves it.
Yeah?
She loves it. I said...
Because you're not snoring anymore.
I said, how is it? I said, do you hear the machine? She says, I don't hear the machine. The machine is that quiet.
Oh, great.
And I asked her this morning, I said, what did you hear last night? She said, I heard you breathing. I said, did you hear me snore? She said, you didn't snore, but I heard you breathing. I said, is that bad? She says, it's better than what I've been hearing for 20 years, which is I've been hearing you not breathing.
That is great.
Because when she would hear it, she would hear me stop breathing and then mentally start counting how long it is before
before the insurance policy.
That's right,
kicks
before
in.
She could make the phone call. But the weird thing is, and then the thing that woke me up the most is if my mouth does open a little bit, like if it's a yawn or something.
Yeah, it's really like to close it during this show a few times.
Yes, that's terrific. And so
good comeback.
Insult. So the air is forced in your nose and it comes out your mouth like a breeze almost.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's weird. So even if you're holding your breath, you feel yourself exhaling. It's a sensation that you're not used to.
I can't wait till you have that first night of comfort where you actually get the sleep you're looking for and the comfort.
Yeah.
When that happens, it says it's people and anyone that's gone through this, and we've mentioned this before, they say it's life changing.
I'm very excited.
Oscar, for this little playlet, we're going to take Rob out of the equation.
Okay.
Excellent.
We're going to take you to the Spiewak bedroom. And Oscar, if you don't mind, I'm not trying to emasculate you, but I would like you to play the role of Carrie.
Oh, no problem.
Just let's say that you're waking Rob up from a deep sleep. And he's just you're saying, Rob, honey, wake up. That's all I need you to say. And Rob has his new mask.
And
so take you now.
Hold on. Just wait a minute.
Almost there.
Okay. Hold on.
Let's get the set
Take you now to the Spiewak family bedroom.
Action.
Honey. Wake up, honey, Rob. Rob, it's time to wake up. Go to work. Honey, wake up.
Carrie, I don't want you to bother me anymore. I have to go see Pony Boy while he deals with his nasty doodads. I am Greasebane, and I'm going to work. So long, a-hole.
Just like you were there, Mike.
Time for Judge Joe Brown.
Time for Judge Joe Brown. I don't think he's on anymore.
Sorry.
You have to watch Judge Alex.
Delightful playlist. Well, I want to know, please give us a progress report and let us know how it continues to go, because I think really, ultimately, it worked for me, and I think it will work for you. Even when I'm knocking back 2.5-3 hours of sleep like I did last night with all these computer issues, it really does. You go right to sleep, and you're getting the air. First time experience for me with this little deal.
Right.
I was turning it on, and I'm like, I'm not getting the same kind of pressure. And I realized that there are little fingers that had been playing with the hose to my mask. And let me tell you something, man. He is just like, there's crawling and then there's crawling. And it is his favorite thing to do, my son, Michael William. And the frustrating part for me now is I will put him on the ground. And it is, it's the only thing when he's really fussy that he enjoys 100%. And I'll say, okay, Carla, I'm just going to put him down on the ground and let him crawl for a little bit. Okay, Michael!
Gone.
Where are you? He is flying around now, and I'm beginning to face my own mortality.
Because of the changes. Now, did he ever have a roller baby phase? Because there was about a week and a half before Julia knew how to crawl. That right. When she wanted to get across the room, she'd just keep turning over and going in that direction. That. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely. He did that. But the crawling I have, look, who knows at this stage of the game, analyzing motor coordination.
Right.
But this kid's crawl is just, he's a crawl sprinter. He really is. He is a crawl. He is the Carl Edwards of sprinting. He is the Jesse Owens of sprinting, of crawling. He does a great job. So
well,
I
you have to get him
to
a leash because you don't want to lose him.
Yeah. Crawl before daddy dies. Thank you very much. Very good. It's Oscarazzi time. All the entertainment news that's fit to read. Oscar Santana will struggle through another one of the Oscarazzis and gets ready to sell his beer tonight at the Mad Fox Brewing Company. Leading up to that, he's got Oscarazzi for us right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Amazon page. Mm. Amazon is the best way to buy anything you want.
You know what I already ordered on Amazon yesterday when I got home?
What's that?
Filters for my breathing machine.
Oh,
because I don't want to run out of them.
Don't worry about that.
What?
You don't have to worry about that.
Mike, I'm worried, though.
I never touch mine.
Oh, and do you ever clean yours?
The filters?
No, the actual, like, the pipe and the mask. They
Okay,
yeah. You do that. Okay.
I do that periodically, but the filters, I never worry about that. I don't think it's
the right guy to take that advice from.
I'm just telling you, hey, it's worked for me.
Yeah.
Those filters are in no way necessary.
No matter what your point of view is, you can buy them at Amazon.
Yeah, if you want to get them at Amazon. They've got everything for your home. If you want to just spend something frivolous, money, throw your money away on a filter for a breathing machine.
That's right, just the air that goes into your body.
Everything for your home or office. Whether it's paper clips, coffee, clothes, electronics, stuff you really need, not like a breathing filter. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOmerishow.com/Amazon. Check it out. Now, without further ado, let's get to Oscarazzi, the one, the only, Oscar Santana, take it away.
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
It is.
You know what today is?
Friday.
It's Bode Brew Day.
Oh, that's right.
At Mad Fox Brewing Company. On Broad Street.
Bo Brew Day?
Yeah.
What time are you going to be there? I would be going to that event if I was in town.
The event starts at 8. I'll be there at 6 p.m. A little early. We'll work it out.
Have a great time.
Thank you.
Listen, let me tell you something about the Big O and Duke Show. These guys have been supporters of us. We've been supporters of them. And it is these are two shows that would go back-to-back on any radio station in the
Perfect.
Country
Absolutely.
And be symmetrical. They are as different as night and day, but they are also very, very entertaining with a terrific group of guys. Oscar Santana and Chad Dukes do a great job.
They do.
And one of the things that Chad loves to do is take his passions and turn it into a something for his listeners. And so if you love beer, it's quite simple. Get out to the Mad Fox Brewing Company tonight and see our friend Oscar Santana and Chad Dukes as they debut their brand new beer. What is the name of it? Do you have a name for the beer?
We are debuting it tonight.
That's right. I've asked that question
before. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you off air, and you're going to love it. You're going to absolutely
love
it.
Okay. So the brew is being debuted tonight.
Yeah.
At the Mad Fox Brewing Company. Go out and say hi to the guys.
Mike,
right?
We're going
to
start in the world of sports, if you don't mind. Johnny Manziel, as you know, he had a free fall in the NFL draft.
Right.
And would you ever believe that a guy
like... A lot
of
quarterbacks did, actually.
Yeah, a lot of guys, when they're being drafted, it's the moment of their lives, but also where they get drafted accounts for how much money they're going to make with their signing bonus.
Right.
In the long run.
There are guys that are expected to go in the first round,
yes.
And they don't go till the fourth or fifth round. And you can look at these guys and see the devastation on their faces.
Apparently, the Cleveland Browns draft day, the actual day was better than the movie because the Cleveland Browns.
I know, Rob. It's the Cleveland Browns.
Have you ever suffered from that, Mike? It's horrible.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I got mine somewhere between Cincinnati and Akron, though.
Yeah, I got some bad fish in Ohio.
It's being reported that Johnny Manziel himself texted the Browns and said, "Hurry up and draft me. I want to be in your city," as he was in the middle of his free fall. And that was the catalyst for the Browns to trade up for the pick to get him. Can you believe that?
It's a weird world.
Right?
Really
it is.
And You know, it it does. I've railed against it before, the over analysis of it and the fact they make too much of a TV event. But when you hear moments like that, that is pretty fascinating. But, yeah. Of course, Oscar, during the actual analysis of the draft.
Oh, it's over the top.
You'll never get that kind of insight. No, it's only after the fact, but that's a cool story.
And I quote, it says, I wish you guys, he texts this to management at the Cleveland Browns. I wish you guys would come get me. Hurry up and draft me because I want to be there. I want to wreck this league together. End quote. But that was a text that was sent.
But did he send it to every team?
If that was a mass text, that would have been awesome. Would have been awesome.
Hurry up and draft me, like the first eight teams that are going to draft in the round.
I want to go to your town. Insert town name here.
That is a little insight to the NFL draft this past couple weeks. Barbara Walters, guys, is retiring in a couple of days. Today is her last day on The View, it looks like.
Oh, yes. I didn't TiVo that. Damn it, I wanted to see that.
And I will say this, that everyone's asking what she's going to be doing for the with her time off. And for a woman like Barbara Walters, what do you think she's going to do?
Come on, everybody knows. I know she's going to be f***ing.
Jesus Christ.
Come on.
One would hope. She says, I quote, I'm going to be lounging around till 3 in the afternoon, and she has a trip planned to Berlin with a friend. Rob and I were talking about this before the show, and we said there's no way a woman like Barbara Walters can actually retire. There's got to be a way that she comes back.
No, she'll do specials. I almost guarantee she'll do specials.
Yeah, she's going to do... I heard that she's going to be living in a cave in Transylvania.
You know, actually, she does have a contract already with Brazzers. So I think she's going to...
That is a website of note. Do not go there during your workday, though. Because your admin, your network administrator will tell on you.
Yeah, you know what that is, Mike? Barbara Walters could be her own category.
Oh.
Yes, she
55-year broadcast veterans.
With speech impediments.
All That's news
right.
women.
That's right. Her and Hugh Downs.
Fantastic.
Gentlemen, moving on. Wish her all the best.
Yeah,
Mike, I know that you loved ED... to gamble. When you gambled, were you ever overpaid with your winnings? Did the casino ever say, hey, this is what you won?
Once I was.
You were!
But a minimal amount. He gave me, I think, an extra $10.
Nothing crazy, right?
No, just Human a mistake. Error. And I had been losing. I pocketed it.
You should.
Yeah. It was 1953.
Wes Welker from the Broncos.
Yeah.
He used to be with the Patriots.
Tight end, right?
Yes. Yeah. Churchill Downs apparently overpaid Wes Welker $15,000.
Overpaid him?
Yes, in his winnings.
Wow. That guy gets around, that Wes Welker. I hear that name a lot. He cuts a wide swath wherever he goes.
Gentlemen, let me lay the groundwork for you. Apparently, Wes made a bunch of different bets. He sent one of his entourage guys to go pick up his winnings. His winnings in total were $57,193.90. And according to Churchill Downs, they say between human error and computer error that they overpaid him for almost $15,000. So the exact amount is $14,858.55. They are demanding that money back. I want to ask both of you, if this is a real situation, you've overpaid someone $15,000, and you've gotten, one, the press that comes out of this type of story.
Right.
And two, how much money they already make at the Kentucky Derby.
Well, hold on a second. I think we had an expert that wants to come in here and talk
about
it. You know what the odds of that happening are? That minuscule. It can't happen. There's no way that it can happen. Look, if there are two things that can happen. Number one, it was an inside job. Number two, you're too stupid to catch it. Either way, you're out. You're out. You're out right now. There's no way that can happen. There's no way. Nothing.
Thank you, Mr. De Niro.
Right back to the Tangiers.
Yeah.
My thought on it, Oscar, is that just like any other bet that is made at a racetrack, when you leave the window, that bet is done. That transaction is done.
That goes both ways.
And that goes both ways. If he went up and he put $100 on Chrome,
yes.
California Chrome, yes?
I want you to look me in the eyes, Rob. Look at these eyes.
You're back? Yes.
Do these eyes look like the kind of guy that's going to let you take his children?
No, I don't think
they do. These eyes?
No.
All right.
No.
Either way, you're out. You're out. You were in on it, or you're too stupid to know that it was happening. You're out.
Jesus.
But if you went and he put $100 on California Chrome, left the window, and then said, you know what? I don't want to do that bet. They're not going to give him his refund because once you leave the ticket window, that's done. And if they paid him and he left the window, I don't think they have any right to ask for the money back.
Mike?
Yes.
What do you think?
I think that it is Casinos can't, you know, the deal is if you lose for any reason and you're in the casino, they never give you your money back. And I think it's a two-way street. If they screwed up, you know, that's your mistake, and I think he keeps the money.
Yeah.
All right, well, gentlemen, as we go, I hope that he can keep the money. We'll move to the Kanye West and Kim Kardashian nuptials, which are just around the corner here.
Incidentally, by the way, you know, it's not related. Yes. Oh, another celebrity black person story. But I think the fact is that... I had in my head, and instantly John Stewart stole it, by the way, Rob Spiewak's pronunciation. All day I was laughing, including this morning going to get my cortisone shot.
When there
was
the big
and who's the, what's your sister's name?
Bayonne.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Oscar. I just had to do that.
Apparently, it looks like they'll be spending around $500,000 to rent a property for a weekend in Florence, Italy for their wedding.
Oh, Kanye.
That is a very high expense.
Now, the question I always have. Because E clearly has a vested interest in all
of course,
right? The Entertainment Network.
Where are they going to build that? Where are they going to build that?
Florence.
Oh, Florence.
Well, they're not building it. They're renting the castle, basically.
I think it would all depend on the exchange rate.
It would be 300,000 euros.
Yeah, everyone that's going to see it, Mike, is going to be amazed.
So... Look for that on your grocery store rack sometime soon.
I like Italy because they have those sodas that they sell in the store.
Oh, what's that?
The Orange.
That is Oscar Rotzi for this week.
Thank you. That was a fun one. Thank you very much, Oscar. We will take a break. Come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. I'm a big old redneck, and I play this song. I'm a biker, and I got a gray beard, and I'm a fat guy, too. Hey, things are tough enough. Every weekend band in the world. Ugh. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by SafeBackgroundChecks.com. Knowledge is power, and the more you know about people, the better you are. Love, love, love this website.
Great website.
If you have any questions ever, it can be a person that you want to know better. It can be a person you want to date. It can be somebody you want to verify. You want to verify yourself. You got a roommate you want to check out. Scoping out an online date. You want to update your address book. You want to go to a high school reunion. You want to find out somebody who's in your life and what they're up to. SafeBackgroundChecks.com is the place that does it. They allow safe, secure, anonymous people searching and background checks. They will not report to the person you're looking for that you are looking for them. No one will ever know that you searched them. It's totally safe and secure, and they don't do any of the upselling. And the best thing of all, with Safe Background Checks, you get unlimited searches.
Mm-hmm.
If you have ever tried to do a search of somebody online, listen to that again. That's unlimited searches for one low price. I don't know where this is anywhere else. And I will tell you, I've been on this website. I did 20 in like 2 hours. It was fantastic. Plus, for our listeners only, use our code TMOS and you get a 7-day free trial to check it out and either choose 50% off the monthly subscription or get the annual subscription, like I did, for only $95, and you can save 60%. You can search as many people as you want. You can do it all. And I love this. That's the best part of it as far as I'm concerned. That one word. Unlimited. Remember to click the microphone in the top right corner and use the code TMOS. Visit safebackgroundchecks.com and be certain in an uncertain world. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, May 15. Is Friday, May 16, 2014. I was looking at the wrong thing. Sorry about that.
Before we get to some goofy stuff to make you smile, you mentioned earlier, you know, when you were talking about your health care, hooray for Obama and thank you, Obama, for your health care. I still do love when a president takes time and is a leader. And yesterday they opened up the 9/11 Memorial in New York City, the museum, and it's staggering to look at, even in photographs. And I really liked what the president had to say.
A nation that stands tall and united and unafraid, because no act of terror can match the strength or the character of our country. Like the Great Wall and bedrock that embrace us today, nothing can ever break us. Nothing can change who we are as Americans.
So if you want to set politics aside and just listen to what he had to say, I thought that was pretty great.
Oh, I pray for a day that right, left, liberal, conservative, I pray for it. I pray for us to be more like-minded and less of the hatred. I just want to see that. I really, really do. And it's why, you know, I'll make a comment about healthcare because it applies to me directly, but otherwise... Right. I don't want to contribute to the debate anymore. I don't want to spew the poison if I can avoid doing it.
And so, I want you to know, folks, I didn't play that as a political comment. I played that as
an American.
Proud to be an American. All right, left turn. Yeah. Still proud to be an American, especially if you're following Mike, as I know you always do, the governor race in Idaho. Did you see the debate for the four candidates for the Idaho governorship?
I didn't have the pleasure, Rob.
Let's go to some cuts of some of theirs. Two candidates that I like best, Walt Bayes and Harley Brown. Now, Harley Brown did the debate in motorcycle leathers. He did.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, and Walt Bayes looks like Santa Claus if Santa Claus had bad habits. He's got a big white beard, but he's decrepit and old. Here are them. This is not off-the-cuff remarks. This is the televised debate.
I went to jail for homeschooling. And my kids turned out pretty good. I had four sons that made pro rodeo cowboys and one daughter.
I don't like political correctness. Can I say this? It sucks.
That's Harley.
It's bondage. And I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
The television would talk to me for 30 minutes or an hour. And what would you do if they came out to take your kids? Well, I'd shoot them. What else would you do? I can stand up where these guys are falling down. I don't know how to put it, but how many of them have been in jail for what they believe?
Right.
And you have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
That's right. He homeschooled his kids, and three of them made the rodeo, Mike, and that's a pretty good record.
You know, my cousin said he works for Elliot Cutler up in Maine.
Yes, he does.
He's the independent kind of. And I was watching Elliot Cutler answer a question about the fact that he's a third party candidate and, you know, whether he's going to split the vote. And he gave the most amazingly eloquent answer to this kid about, look, the bottom line is if you like me, you know, the fact is you ought to vote for me and tell your folks to put a yard sign up for me. Now, the morning of the election itself, if you're sitting there and you don't think I can win, then vote for the other guy. And it really was just a beautiful.
Oh, that's nice. Cool.
The polar opposite of that. And I know that Elliot's in a tough race up there in the great state of Maine, and I really like the guy. He's fun to listen to.
Well, that's why we're headed up there to campaign in the month
of June.
Yeah,
we're going to do some campaigning in June. Absolutely.
Mike, I peeked in on Larry King now, and apparently one of his things is they bring in younger guests, and Larry talks to them and asks for their reactions on current topics, like selfies, for example. Okay. But it's sad, right, when Larry doesn't know what it is he's asking their opinion on. So here's a great moment with Larry and some young, hip comedy stars. And you know what? Who they are doesn't matter. Just know that it's Larry.
It's inappropriate. I wonder why.
What is
she should write as herself.
Twerking?
What is it? We don't want to see.
Yeah, I know. What is it? I don't know what it is.
It's just a move. Lenny could do it, but
it's where your behind shakes with great velocity.
Is it both? Does both cheek go at the same?
It
depends. You could. I mean,
should have both hands.
There is a whole cheerleading squad in Mississippi.
Another thing they told me to ask you about. I don't know what this is. Kale. What is kale?
Kale is it's a vegetable.
This is the single greatest moment in my life.
You said kale.
Kale is they're pushing that as the new health thing.
Yes,
right?
It's a green, actual thing.
It's not like
it's an actual vegetable. Like a lettuce.
This is the best. That was the best thing that ever happened.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus Christ. Who was on that show all talking at the same time?
Just know the takeaway. I don't know what kale is. What
Jesus
is kale?
How do you go from twerking to kale?
And also, the fact is he had a staffer that says, they told me to ask you, what is kale? Because obviously the staffers are saying, Jesus Christ, you don't know what kale is? Ask your guests what kale is. Leave me alone. And I closed today with, I like Jason Biggs. He was in the American Pie movies. Funny, funny guy. And he did an ad that at first looks like an ad for SeaWorld, but it turns out it's a PETA PSA. I thought it was very effective. Here's Jason Biggs, not for SeaWorld.
Hi, I'm Jason Biggs, here to tell you that SeaWorld is the greatest. When I have kids, I can't wait to take them to SeaWorld. Maybe they'll get lucky, see one of the trainers get their legs ripped off.
Jason, come on, Jason, stick to the script.
SeaWorld commercial, take two.
Oh, and SeaWorld is a great place to take the ladies. Just ask my wife. Nothing gets me in the mood more than watching a giant, over-masturbated whale swim around in a tiny bathtub. It's so hot. I love SeaWorld. I'm not saying this. I'm sorry. You know what? SeaWorld. Why don't you eat my okay? I don't love SeaWorld. I hate SeaWorld. I want to
That was perfect, Jason.
That's your magic audio. Have a great weekend, everybody. So cool. See you at SeaWorld.
Fantastic. That is great. Hey, sorry about my phone ringing during the show. I just thought we'd be consistent from beginning to end. But hey, the video feed held up.
Big win. Hello, Tullos.
For all technical support issues with the Mike O'Mara Show, you can contact our Sugar Glider Wrangler himself, who incidentally walks me through our little Tullos system better than anybody I know.
Attaboy, oh, yeah.
Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All correspondence can be sent to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And you can call us anytime at 800-440-8167. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, we got a great bonus show this week all about social networking.
All right.
That's coming up. You want to check that out. And have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next time. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.